And welcome back to the sports section. It is 10:35 p.m. on the East Coast on Stony Brook University. I'm Jim Furcher alongside Zach Wilson, Matt Mankiewicz with Joseph Cohen on about a little less than a half hour. For right now, we have Shorty Johnson on our airway. Shorty Johnson, can you hear us?
Yeah, how are you guys?
How are you, Shorty? Hello. And glad to hear from you. We were supposed to get you 2 weeks ago, but obviously something came up. But we're happy to get you on the air. And first off, how are you doing? I heard you moved to Pensacola, Florida. And I know you wanted some warm weather, but how are you doing down there?
I'm doing lovely down here. The weather's nice. Got a beach down the street, you know, and so it's really nice out here.
So you and me talked a couple of weeks ago, and right now, from all the records that you have broken and from the stellar play that you had at Stony Brook and Monroe College, and still nowhere to be found as far as you being slept on, and you say that's something that you've dealt with for a long part of your life.
Yes. So basically, I have an agent and all that stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But right now, I just have to play like the waiting game. And obviously, you know, I'm short. You know, like nobody wants a short, I guess, basketball player that they haven't really seen, you know, play like in person. But, you know, I'm going to just leave it in God's hands and hope for the best.
But how does that make you feel? Because you've been pretty much living with a chip on your shoulder for the game of basketball that you are, you know, you're pretty good at.
So I've been dealing with this all my life. It's not nothing new, you know what I mean? I'm just going to have to wait, you know what I mean? I can't really do anything about it. I can't be mad about it because it's not going to fix anything. So, like I said, I'm going to just leave it in God's hand, and then hopefully I get, you know, that call soon.
All right, so first off, what happened, you know, when you got out of Maryland? And then you got a call. You went and played two seasons at Monroe College, JUCO school. So how did that come about?
So basically when I was in high school, I tore my ACL, and like all the colleges I had, I don't remember the name of the colleges, but they like sort of dropped me because like, I guess back in the day it was like harder, like, you know what I mean? The, ACL was not like really common. So, I had this one guy that I knew from my hometown, and he knew like some coach that, you know, coach at Monroe, and he contacted him, and then he actually gave me a chance, and I, you know, ended up playing there, and I ended up being like, you know, a star over there too. So it was just like, you know what I mean? I had, like, someone in my corner back at home because, like, the coaches that I had in my high school, they didn't help me. Like, nobody helped me with any of the process. I didn't know anything, so I was just, like, you know, lost. But I was thankful for my coach that helped me at Monroe.
Can you describe to us the time? And I'm pretty sure it was a basketball injury, but how did you tear your ACL? What was going on when that happened?
So, I think we had a game I played in a game, and like I was going up for a layup, and some girl, she like hit my knee with her knee. Like, I don't remember, like, I remember it like clear as day. Like, she bent down and like she kneed me on purpose, and then I like ended up being bruised like for like a week or whatever. And then next thing you know, we have a game coming up, and he's like, I was like, I want to play, like, I'm good. And they like put me through a thing to see if I'm good enough to play. And then my trainer was like, do not play the whole game. And I'm like, okay, you know, like, okay, of course I'm not. And then, you know, they're telling my coach, do not let her play the whole game. So I end up playing, and we have a game like a week or two later, and I end up playing, and I'm, you know, I'm good. And then I jumped real high, and I came down, and I was like, oh my God, like, that hurts, like, take me out, you know what I mean? Like, I feel something, you know, it doesn't feel good. And then my coach was like, okay, come out. And then he's like, all right, go back in. Like, 30 seconds later, I'm like, you know what I mean? I just said I was hurt, but okay, I'm going to go in because, you know, I love basketball. I'm not going to not go. And then I ended up, like, I was playing, I was good, and then I ended up, I got a fast break. I got a steal, went down for a fast break, went up for a lip, and came down, and it just popped. And, like, the whole crowd heard it. It was so bad.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And, I know. It was so painful.
And this was during your senior year of high school?
Yes, and I was, you know, I was just about to be done, and it's like, you know, yeah, so it was so hard, cause, and then nobody knew about it, and I didn't even cry when it happened, but I was just like, I heard it, like, you know, like, I heard it pop, like, it was just the craziest thing ever, craziest thing.
Now, how was the real rehabilitation process, that experience? Because we discussed, we had Sarah Mower on the show 2 weeks ago, the Stony Brook women's lacrosse player.
Yeah.
And she said that the rehabilitation process, she also tore her ACL and she broke her foot. So obviously, right. You being a star athlete, Sarah Mower also being a really good athlete as well. What is the rehabilitation process like, especially when you're going to play for college?
Oh my God, it was the hardest thing ever. Like, it depends on, like, I guess where I was from, I didn't have good, like, a good trainer, whoever it was. Like, I had to go to, like, this place. And I guess, like, if they're not getting paid, they're not going to really, you know what I mean, care too much type thing. So I guess they wasn't, like, I guess my insurance wasn't paying them. I don't know what it was, but I saw them, like, once a week, and I actually needed, you know what I mean, when you tear ACL, you need to go, like, every day and, you know,
absolutely,
keep stretching out. And they did not care about, like, you know what I mean, like, care about it or care about me. And I didn't know, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, okay, it feels good, it feels better. And then they ended up giving me a brace and stuff like that, and it didn't fit. Like, I just had it was horrible my first time. And then that's the reason why I tore it a second time.
Oh, you tore it a second time, too?
Yeah, I tore it twice.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the same leg.
Wow, okay. And, you know, when you were playing at Monroe and obviously in New Rochelle, and you playing the way you were, being recruited by Caroline McCombs for Stony Brook, what was going through your mind when, I'm pretty sure she was at your games watching you or had scouts coming there watching you? Were there nerves that sunk in, or you just played your game?
To be honest, my coach that I had at Monroe my last year, he didn't tell us when coaches were coming or when, if anything was like that, you know what I mean? Just to, you know what I mean? Not make us nervous like that. So I didn't know who was looking at me or anything until the season was over. And I thank him for that. Cause you know what I mean? You don't want to be, you know, being nervous in front of a coach and they'd be like, all right, never mind, she's not good in front of a coach or a crowd. So, he waited until after the season. And like, to be honest, I think they didn't even want me until we went to nationals. I'm telling you, like, everybody like waits to like, come get me or whatever. I think, I don't know why, but it's just always been like this my whole life.
You play your first season at Stony Brook. We're going past Monroe. 21 points a game, 21-7 record at Monroe. Go to Stony Brook, 16 points a game, leading the team in scoring. Your first season at Stony Brook, really, really solid year. 95 three-pointers, a new single-season record. You break that the next year with 1-3 higher. That was at Hartford in that really good game against the Hawks in the semifinals of the America East. And if you had to describe your time at Stony Brook compared to your time at Monroe, how did you feel the experience was?
Oh, it was so much different. Like, at Monroe, it was not so many rules and stuff like that. We didn't like, lift weights all the time. So, like, it was different because, like, Monroe was, I mean, Stony Brook was like a set schedule. You knew what you were doing every day. But at Monroe, you just had practice. You just knew you had practice at 5 to 7. You know what I mean? And you had classes. But that was about it. But I definitely learned a lot more at Stony Brook because of, like, the people that they had there to help you.
Okay. And, you know, the relationship with Caroline McCombs, and obviously you developed a big relationship with Jarrell Matthews, who also graduated with you. Now, we talk about Caroline McCombs, and obviously we've had her on the show before, and she praised your game. What's the relationship like, or still is, with your former coach?
Oh, it's still my best friend. She helped me a lot. You know, even though I only knew her for 2 years, it's like I knew her for a lifetime, and I appreciate everything she's done for me. She looks out, and we still communicate today. Just to see how each other's doing. Like, if anything happens, like, to me, or if I, like, the news comes up, I'm definitely going to be telling her, you know, everything, and I keep her up to date with, like, my agent and stuff, and just the bond we have is real good. Like I said, I've been there for 2 years, and I felt like, you know, I knew exactly what she wanted on the court at, mm-hmm. you know, like, every time. Like, I'll literally be on the court, and, like, I'll look at her, and I know what play she's about to call, and we say it at the same time, maybe just start laughing on the court, because it's like, how, you know what I mean? How do we have that telepathy? It was just cool. It was real cool to have a coach that I was close to.
That's very in-depth. And
you
know, you have all these records that you broke at Stony Brook, the single season assists record, the single game assist record, single season three pointers, and single game tied for single game three pointers. You know, that three, which record do you think is the most meaningful to you, if there is one that, you know, you can really pinpoint?
I mean, I don't really not to be like, I don't really care about the record, you know. All right. I just wanted to help the team out, you know what I mean? It's not about, like, myself. It was, like, about the team. I couldn't have gotten those assists without my teammates making the shot, you know what I mean? So it's not all me. It's because of my team as well. So I don't like taking all the credit, you know, for something that they, you know, that they put into.
Now, was there any familiar or certain moment in Stony Brook that, especially this season, that you can, you know, bring us back to, that, you know, that, like, that was my favorite moment?
Oh, definitely in the locker room with my teammates, and we're dancing before the game starts, and we're getting hyped up. It was definitely the best moment ever.
Not like a certain shot or a certain game that you had.
It's... Nah, it's just the bond with my teammates that I had. It was really good to just, you know, have a family in that way. I can't explain it. Like, yeah, basketball is basketball, but like when you have like a family around you that supports you, that you know that you can have fun with on the court, then that's what means most to me.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you wearing that brace on that everyone can see on the court, and obviously you tearing your ACL twice. Do you ever think in the back of your mind and say that I really hope that this doesn't happen again, or you just try to play your game and look at with a positive outlook?
Oh, I try to keep a positive outlook. I don't want to think about it or anything like that because I don't want to be, you know, jinxing it and stuff for it to happen. So I just act like it's not there.
Yeah. And right now in Florida, are you playing in community league? Because I remember you said that you had a game and that's why we couldn't get you on 2 weeks ago. Like, what are you doing right now outside, like, with your life, especially with the sport of basketball?
Right. So when I first moved down here, I was, like, working out. You know, I have to work out and stuff. So I went to the YMCA here. And, like, some girls that I was playing with at the Y, playing up and down, they were like, hey, do you want to, like, play on our women's team league or whatever? And I was like, sure. I mean, you know, I'm not really doing much. I need to stay in shape. So that's how it all happened. And I just play for this women's league that they host down here. It's, like, the first annual one that they have. And it's pretty cool to play with, like, people. You know, I'm not from here. So it's, like, pretty cool to have, like, you know, to play down here. And, I mean, I also have a job, but that's something else I do too.
Of course. Do people like know your background, that you went to Stony Brook, the teammates that you play with, like, or how deep into the season are you right now in the league that you're playing with?
We play every Sunday. We just had our third game today. So it hasn't been that long, but you know, we play every week.
Oh, so I got you in the first game of the season then when I was right. Trying to get you. Oh, yeah. Wow. All right.
Nothing more important than the first game of a season.
Yeah. So right. let me ask you this. Obviously, you being very talented and gifted in the sport of basketball, who do you idolize the most?
Like a famous basketball player?
Yeah, basketball player, person, coach.
Definitely Allen Iverson.
I can. Oh, that's definitely a good answer. That's a good answer.
Definitely. Yeah.
As many crossovers as you had, clutch shots.
Like, just the way he crossovers so quick and, you know what I mean, it's so defined, and that's what I'm trying to get at. And I was actually, like, when I played today, I was actually trying to do it. And, I caught somebody with that today, too. And everybody that I play with at this league, they're like, where are you from? I'm like, Maryland. Where did you go to school at? And I'm like, Stony Brook. And they're like, oh, why are you down here?
See?
I'm like, I don't know.
Exactly. And you heard that, people won't be sleeping on you.
Right?
Because I remember the crossover you had at Binghamton when you made the step back 3-pointer.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you post it not too long ago on your story, along with I forgot, but you also had a crossover on, I believe it was Maine. Maine to start off the game too, and you had an assist to India Pagan. Those were some pretty killer crossovers. But if I had to remember the crossover the most, I forgot what team it was, but it was Anastasia Warren broke ankles with a reverse between the legs crossover and made I think it was New Paltz. I'm not sure exactly, but that was another good crossover too.
That's when the game she had like what 16 it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when she first, like, we were like, oh my god, like, yeah, she's gonna be it. But I think she was more nervous, you know, this year because it was her first year. But definitely next year, she's something to look out for.
Now, you being in Florida now, how does it feel to, you know, like, not have to, like, go to class anymore, and, you know, you're out of college, and, like, being outside of Stony Brook, like, is it kind of a surreal feeling, or, you know, you're just trying to do your own thing?
Oh my god, I love it. I ain't even gonna lie to you, I love it. I hated going to class, you know, like, obviously, but it's like, I have so much freedom. Like, I don't live with my mom, I have my own place, you know what I mean? So it feels good to finally be in the real world. You know, like, when you first get out of college, you're like, oh my god, I'm scared to be a grown-up. But obviously I want to go back to being a kid because I hate paying bills, but at the same time it's like really good to like have my own place and, you know, feel like I'm doing something.
Especially going down to Florida, the taxes are low,
right?
Great weather, good
exactly.
Food. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
The beach is
so,
right down the street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the beach is right there. Absolutely.
It's definitely a great place to live.
Now,
right?
when me and Zach and Matt, when we watched you play, I honestly thought, like, this this girl is going to be something special. Like, really, like, one of the best players that we've seen that come out of Stony Brook at the point guard.
I appreciate it.
No, I'm being serious. Like... So you were entertaining. You razzle-dazzled with Edward. Ball handling, passing, defense, whatever the case may be. I'm thinking this girl has a possibility to go to the WNBA.
Yeah,
now,
definitely...
did you have WNBA aspirations while you were playing at Stony Brook?
Oh, of course, but... You know, that's not up to me.
That's been my dream.
You know, that's been my dream for, like, my whole life. So, if any, like, if I play overseas and they, like, you know, see me, like, I guess, like, you know, film on me and they want me, I'll definitely jump, you know, jump back on that flight and come down.
Because I know Jarrell, I remember when I was helping out with a men's lacrosse game, and I saw Jarrell Matthews on the elevator. I heard she got an agent, and I know she's playing overseas now. I'm just... trying to remember where. I don't know if you are still close with her or you two are just like living separate lives, but especially with Jarrell Matthews, you two being that dynamic duo for the senior class this past year, what was that chemistry like on the court, on and off?
Oh, that was like my sister. Like anything we both need, we knew exactly what we wanted to do every time we got on the court. Like me and her were always like, before the games even started, we would always have that combo. Like, you know, let's just go out here and do this. Like, you know what I mean? We just always had that. And she always hustled. Like you never had to ask Jarrell to be like, you never had to ask her to go harder. You know what I mean? And that's like all you want from a teammate. And like, she got it done. You know what I mean? She gave me most of my assists, to be honest.
She did. Yeah. Including that one that went on SportsCenter, the behind the back.
Right?
One. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, that one was crazy. I don't even know how I did that.
Do you know where she's playing basketball overseas now?
I don't know where she's playing at, but we have been in contact with each other. I'm not sure if she – I know she has an agent.
I know she has an agent too, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she's playing yet, but I know she's like, and she's at home in Chicago and she's like doing her like internship at home. So I'm not sure if she has a team yet, and you know, if you could ask her, you know what I mean? I'm not
going to
like,
no, of course,
about her business.
Now – we're hearing a lot of good things from, you know, another from a former Florida basketball player, now you being a Florida, Gigi Gonzalez. I don't know if you have seen her game or she's the next upcoming point guard to play at Stony Brook. Was a really good player in the state of Florida. And have you seen her game play? Or should we really be looking forward to her being the next point guard?
I remember her coming on her visit. We were at a coach's house, and I think I've seen like some of her highlights. I think she's going to be good, but I haven't really seen her play, you know, in person. You can't really tell who can, you know, but you know, high school is way different than, you know, college ball, so it depends on how she transforms. Mm-hmm. I think they also got a couple more people. I think they got some transfers from Majuco.
Yep.
Yeah, I heard that they were supposed to be good, too.
You got another Johnson, Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you also got somebody else.
She's more of like a Jarrell, but less of a shooter.
Yeah.
And you also got somebody else who's just about your height as well, Kayla Hilaire, transfer from Seton Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. She should be a problem too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I've seen her highlights.
No, yeah, she can ball. No.
She makes people fall. That's what she does.
And so did you. Well, you were close to making people. You had the ankles. You had the ankles twitch here, but
right.
Anastasia Warren got the best crossover of that year. Now, if I had to say, like, I don't know when the season's over if you're going to be following Stony Brook closely, but if you had to watch one player for Stony Brook this year or a couple of players, like for me, instance, I'm watching closely at India Pagana, Oksana Gucci, Provence. I mean, the 3 and 4 is going to be really, really difficult to stop. Now, playing with those players, especially you perfecting the pick and roll and pick and pop for Oksana, along with India Pagana, whose jump shot got better later into the season as she went, and she had like one of the highest field goal percentages in the conference.
Yeah.
What was the chemistry like? You had great chemistry with Jarrell Matthews, Oksana Gucci Provence, with a pick and pop game, along with India Pagan, who is a beast in the paint. I mean, those two players to me, they stick out to me. But do they stick out to you as well?
Of course, definitely. They both do. I think India is a great player. You know, she's a big with skill. You know what I mean? And Oxy, she's a big with that can shoot, and she can also be in the post as well. So they both definitely got some good game, and I know that our coach is there now. They definitely got Oxy working on more of like her handles, and once that happens, it's
going to
be it's going to be a
problem
because if she has handles and she already shoot and she could be a post.
Now
it's going to get crazy down there.
Now does India Pagan shoot threes in practice?
Yeah, she shoot threes, but our coach is not going to let her shoot that in the game. She's been making them too, but our coach is just like, all right, we got enough shooters right now. We don't need a post shooting.
Bunch of shooters, too. Yes.
Yeah, we've seen how tough she is inside the paint when she makes those layups and the jumpers. She's just really working it rock hard. I'm sure you've seen that
most
a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah, and before we go off, obviously the men's basketball schedule came out, and just want to talk about that, you know, they're playing Virginia on December 18th in Charlottesville. I don't know, you being in Florida may want to come see that game against the defending 2019 defending champions. I'm amazed that we found them on the schedule.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. I just hope that, you know, Stony Brook is really, like, standing up to the plate and not going to back down just because they won the championship this year.
But also, Virginia lost Ty Jerome, DeAndre Hunter, and Kyle Guy. So.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. Kyle Guy. Oh, my God.
Kyle Guy went to the Knicks but was traded to the Kings, and that's how they got Ignas Brudzikas from Michigan at the 44th overall pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Brudzikas has been killing it in summer league, and obviously RJ Barrett struggled first. And I'm a Duke fan, so I loved RJ Barrett going to the Knicks.
Fact is, Barrett did. Go ahead.
What is his name? Zion? Didn't he get hurt already?
No, Zion has a bone bruise on his knee, and he got hurt, but he's fine. They're playing it like he did with Duke. He had the knee injury, and he was out 5 games. They're not going to play him in summer league because he's the number one overall pick, and the Pelicans, they don't want to risk him, you know, suffering a really bad injury. So they're playing it safe, which I personally don't like, but if you look at it from an owner's perspective, it makes sense in a way.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like, you saw how cautious Duke was after he got that injury against North Carolina. And then he came back in that conference tournament against North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Now, we didn't talk about this. Who's your favorite NBA team?
My favorite NBA team is Golden State, of course.
Since the beginning?
Since when Steph Curry came out, because I love shooters and like short, you know, basketball players that, you know, get overlooked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I definitely was like, you know, I liked him. I'm not going to say I like everyone that plays good. You know what I mean? I'm not a hater. I don't hate. Like, I don't hate, you know, anybody. Because if you're good at basketball, you're good at basketball. Like, you can't deny it.
I mean, the player that I watched was in the same draft class as Steph Curry. And my favorite player at the time was Brandon Jennings. And I thought he was a great player. I knew that he would be overlooked. He had a couple of good years. And then when he tore that Achilles, I think that the tearing of the Achilles is the most brutal injury anybody can suffer the athlete sports.
Most definitely. I think that's way worse than ACL by any means.
Because you're never the same after that. I mean, happened to Wesley Matthews, he's not the same. DeMarcus Cousins is not even close to the same as he used to be.
Right, I know. I think he's trash now.
You think he's trash now? He's
going to the Lakers. I don't even care about that.
And now you have KD, who suffered that Achilles, who's now with the Brooklyn Nets. Oh. He's probably not going to be starting next season.
He's not going to play at all next season.
You know how I like that nobody talks about? Is Kemba Walker.
You're all right. Okay. Well, another razzle-dazzle guy from the Bronx as well. And, another guy who is going to be following Boston a lot closer.
Well, now that they have acquired a lot
more. I got to watch him. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's Taco Fall as well, who has that great see height with Boston.
I know.
Ain't
he, like, 7'1 or something like that?
Yeah, 7'6".
I thought it was 7'7".
You might 7'7", 7'6". Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Both of those are the highest.
I think he plays weird though. I just think they like him because he's tall.
Well,
like,
with him at first when he played at UC, when he was with Central Florida, he had to be limited minutes because he was so out of shape he couldn't run in up and down the floor because he was too big.
Right.
Which is kind of sucks, but that's just how he was raised. And he was from Texas. He wasn't like born internationally, which is really bizarre.
Right.
Definitely.
But I'm thinking like Golden State got to be happy Klay Thompson is staying.
Especially with Steph Curry still under that max contract.
Yeah, Kevon Looney is staying. And I know you guys signed another big man. I'm trying to remember though. But overall, NBA free agency has been unbelievable this year.
It's D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, I had the trade.
It was D'Angelo Russell though.
I can't even take it.
I can't even take it either because
I don't know who's gonna win.
I'm watching the Pelicans because I'm a Duke fan. You got a Duke player on every single position on the Pelicans.
They are not winning nothing.
No, I'm not saying they're gonna win, but I'm saying you got a Duke player on every single position. So starting at point guard, Frank Jackson. Then you got J.J. Redick, Brandon Ingram, right. Zion Williamson, and Jahlil Okafor.
I want to say the team that I'm looking for in the NBA next season is the Los Angeles Clippers. After signing Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, I know it's not enough, but who knows?
Different.
Yeah, I know it may not be enough, but with those two big-time players from last year, one of them MVP candidate and a Finals MVP on the same team, who knows how far that could go if that's enough.
They're going to go far, especially because Kawhi, he's a team player. Like, he's not selfish like everyone else. He definitely wants to win. He don't care about just himself.
Yeah. I think the combat.
So I guess we have to say your favorite player right now is Stephen Curry, correct?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. It's 11:01. Shorty Johnson, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And good luck down in Florida. And we really hope that you get a call soon from someone who won't be sleeping on you.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And that was Shorty Johnson, a graduate from the Stony Brook women's basketball team of class of 2019.